it simply will be easier to directly and actively monitor their health if their movements are restricted to certain locations. We're talking about thousands of military personnel that are traveling from bases all across the globe. In order to monitor their health, it simply is easier to do that if their movements are restricted and they're all co-located. Other thing that is important for us, I think, at this point to acknowledge is that this is indicative of the kinds of sacrifices that our military service members make on a daily basis. That there are a wide range of sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make for the sake of efficiency and for the sake of uniformity and for the success of our military. So to take a more pedestrian example than the medical one that we're talking about, there might be some members of the military who think that the haircut that's required may not be their best, but that's a haircut that they get every couple of weeks because it is in the best interest of their unit. And it maintains unit cohesion, and that is a policy of the military, and that obviously is a situation in which application of military policy is not necessarily different than the application of the policy in a civilian context.
But we're not talking about haircuts. We're talking about, you know, the outbreak of a disease here that has deadly
implications. Of course we're not. I'm not trying to suggest that it's somehow unimportant. I think it is a useful illustration, though, that the kinds of sacrifices that our men and women make in uniform range from very simple, elemental things like a haircut to more serious things like medical quarantine. But the fact of the matter is, those are the kinds of things that have an impact on their day-to-day personal convenience, but yet they make those sacrifices for the benefit of the broader military.